poll, Lee Zeldin takes the lead in New York over Governor Kathy Hochul. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on October 21, 2022. A shocking new poll puts Representative Lee Zeldin, RNY, just slightly ahead of Governor Kathy Hochul, D, in New York's governor's race. The Co/Efficient poll found that 45.6% of likely New York voters support Zeldin, just ahead of Hochul's 45.3%. This pollster is the same pollster that predicted Governor Glenn Youngkin's, RVA, victory over Democrat Terry McAuliffe last year. Zeldin has the advantage over Hochul primarily due to increasing support among registered Democrats, according to Co/Efficient pollster Ryan Muntz. The race has been tightening over the last few weeks and it appears that it is now a dead heat, Muntz told the New York Post. The shift has been led by predominantly white and Hispanic registered Democrats defecting to support Zeldin, the Republican candidate. Additionally, the poll found that Zeldin has a higher favorability rating than Hochul, whose favorability numbers are lower than President Joe Biden's. The survey found that 40.8% of voters have a favorable opinion of Zeldin, while Hochul's favorability sits at 36.5%, nearly 2% lower than Biden's numbers. Zeldin maintains a significant advantage over Hochul among independent voters, of which 47% support Zeldin and just 36% support Hochul. Zeldin told the New York Post, "The stakes couldn't be higher and the polls couldn't be closer. We need every single New Yorker who is sick and tired of the attacks on our wallets, safety, kids' education, and more to come out to vote and save our state. This is our last chance to turn New York around by firing Kathy Hochul, electing new leadership to restore balance to Albany, secure our streets, and put hard-working New York families first." Zeldin on Thursday called on Hochul to accept multiple TV debates ahead of the November election, as the two candidates are currently scheduled to debate one time, just 2 weeks before the election. Zeldin noted that Hochul, who took office after disgraced former Governor Andrew Cuomo, D, resigned amid accusations of sexual harassment, has not been elected to the office she holds. Zeldin said in a letter to Hochul, "It is my understanding you are desperately trying to get away with just one debate with Spectrum News the evening of Tuesday, October 25. One debate may be the rock-bottom standard you sadly aspire to, but it is not enough. It's time for you to face the music, Kathy. No one has even elected you governor and you are acting as an emperor governor running for a 16th term with tremendous contempt for New Yorkers." Zeldin's surge in the polls comes as crime becomes more of a focus for New York voters, as Breitbart News reported. While inflation has been rising across the country, crime has been rampant in the Empire State. New York Democrats, in 2019, passed the so-called no-bail law that ultimately eliminated bail for a number of criminal suspects accused of committing crimes. Zeldin vowed that, if elected, he would overturn the bail law, while Hochul has continued to champion its provisions. The Co/Efficient poll surveyed 1,056 likely New York voters between October 18 and October 19. The survey's margin of error is ±3.31%. Jordan Dixon Hamilton is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at DixonHamilton@Breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter.